Well, in the Catholic Church, in the month of November, it's dedicated to the Holy Souls. And while coming to grips with the idea of our own mortality, the Church encourages us to explore the issues and seek hope in our eternal life with Christ. The community is invited to Holy Rosary Church this evening to what is the beginning of a series of talks on the topic. Father Corwin Lowe will lead off the evening to Death, Dying, and Beyond, a practical discussion on end of life. And Father Corwin is joining us this morning. Good morning, Father Corwin. Thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend.
Good morning, Brenda.
Well, thanks so much for your time. You know, Father Corwin, death and dying, these are really difficult issues to tackle. You know, issues that we don't like to talk about, maybe especially if we have an aging parent. Why is it, though, important for Catholics to have this conversation?
Well, it's important because we don't talk about it, because we don't discuss it, you know, even in our own families, when death actually happens, we're completely unprepared.
Mm-hmm.
And that stems the gamut from, you know, like, what do I do? And in the midst of this, we're also grieving. So we're not really at the best form to be making decisions. And the reason why I thought about doing this series is because I've done a number of funerals, a lot of funerals, where it's clear that the people don't really understand what they're doing. They're not in a position to do that. However, they are so open to grace.
Yeah.
And that's such a beautiful thing. And lots of times when people have passed on, their next of kin who have been perhaps away from the faith suddenly become interested in the faith because they recognize mortality is sort of upfront and personal for them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, even when I get to the funeral and I meet with the family, the surviving family, it's clear that there should have been steps ahead of time before the funeral. And so a lot of times when I open a funeral mass, I don't even begin with the mass. I begin with a little catechetical instruction about why we're here, what a funeral is, what we're doing, and then what we hope for the deceased. Mm-hmm. I think there's a misconception these days because we don't talk about death, that everybody goes to heaven. And the Church has really never taught that. But we hear that in our speech as we, you know, just converse with each other, you know, on a day-to-day basis about the deceased. Like, they're in a better place. I'm sure you've heard that.
Yes.
Many times. Well,
absolutely.
They're in heaven. They're looking down on us. I can't wait for that day when I'll meet them again. And that is a position that is a little bit dangerous because it just the assumption that everybody is in heaven sort of means that our life is a little bit meaningless.
Okay.
And so we don't know the disposition of our loved ones when they pass on. We hope that they're in heaven, or at least purgatory, where they're being purified for heaven, but we don't know. And so, you know, part of this process is to recognize that we have a journey, and that journey wants to put us on the path to heaven, but only God knows what's in our hearts. Only God is going to, you know, open the doors of heaven to us. And we try throughout this life to be faithful Catholics, to be faithful to our Lord's commandments, and that will, you know, He assures us through the sacraments that we can get there. But you know, we have to assume that we can't assume that we're just going to be in heaven. I mean, there's also this misconception that, you know, if we're basically a good person, we'll be in heaven. So, you know, a lot of this, you know, this series has to do with practical things.
Okay.
And so I will talk a lot about theology because that's going to be what drives us. But, you know, there is a whole preparation thing, like, you know, disposition of the elderly. Like, do we put them into homes or institutions, or is it better for us to be with our loved ones? And then there's, like, the really practical things about, like, you know, in our modern world, everybody has accounts that are digital and online. And, you know, if somebody passes on, does anybody know how to get access to them?
Wow. That is very practical. Absolutely. Father Corwin Lowe is joining us today. The Cole community is invited to an evening tonight where Father Corwin will lead a practical discussion on the end of life. Well, this evening it begins at 7 o'clock. How are you going to kind of enter into this? What are kind of the very first things that we need to know when we begin this discussion?
Well, I'm going to start really with kind of in the middle, because that's where people often meet me. You know, ideally, we would have had discussions in parish life about what, you know, death is. But, you know, people come on Sunday and they get, you know, maybe a 10-minute homily or less. And, you know, sometimes they participate in our evening activities. But the bulk of the people don't really do that. And so they're a little bit misinformed about what happens. So I'm going to start with the funeral and what it is, because there is sort of a misdirect, you know, evangelical Protestant idea that a funeral is about a celebration of life. Mm. And we definitely want to celebrate somebody's life, but the funeral is not really the place for that. And I've been in parishes where there's allowing for a eulogy, and the eulogy is sort of this hagiographical expose on the person's life, and, you know, people kind of scratch their head and it's like, well, I knew this person for 50 years and that doesn't seem to match up.
Oh, yeah.
And really what we're doing in the funeral is to pray for this soul, and it's also a time to grieve, and there's a very, very cathartic element to it that helps us to move forward, those that are left behind, that must learn how to kind of go through life without the person in our lives anymore. And so it's a time where we should actually, you know, cry and be sorrowful. And it's the reason why, you know, for centuries, people wore black. It was a sign of mourning. And I think that once people sort of get that, then we can start to talk about, like, how do we prepare for this? And I will also talk about things like, you know, cremation. Mm. Is it acceptable or not? Because everybody wants to know if this is okay. And then there's proper burial, things like, can I just scatter my loved ones in the sea or in the mountains?
Okay.
And that level. But in future meetings, I'm going to actually bring in people that are experts in things like medical.
Okay.
So, like, is a advanced directive, do not resuscitate thing, compatible with Catholic teaching on end of life? Then also legal things, like how do we know that our next of kin will be respectful of our desires for a Catholic funeral and burial? Because lots of times the kids maybe have fallen away, and then they, they are faced with the death of their parents, and, you know, they're grieving as well, and they try and do what they think is best, but often it's not Catholic at all.
Lots of great topics will be covered in this series. Father Corwin Lowe, I hope that it will be a successful evening, and we are encouraging all of the community to please join in. Thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, you're quite welcome.